The man who covers the Middle East for us, he's been doing it for years. In fact, he has been in the Middle East for years as a correspondent. He did radio, he's done television, he has done printed page. He's covered all the journalistic activities that you can be involved in, as he's reported from that most unique place in all of this earth, the Middle East. David, thank you for joining us. Let's get right into what we want to talk about. The Minister of Strategic Planning, Ya'al Alon, who is a former chief of staff of the Israeli Defense Force, says that the United States is basically undermining the military threat against Iran. And in fact, even the candidate who will be the nominee as the Republican Party representative for the presidential election, Mitt Romney, in the speech that he gave there in Tampa, Florida, said that basically the United States was throwing Israel under the bus. Does this go along with what Ya'al Alon is saying?
Well, Jimmy, I don't want to get into domestic U.S. politics too much, but I can tell you this, that Israel is not alone in the Middle East right now in thinking that this administration is a bit of a disaster. And I'm just going to be blunt about that. The Saudis feel that way. They feel that the encouragement of the Arab Spring that the Obama administration gave to overthrow Mubarak was a mistake, and now we've got the Muslim Brothers there. Libya's in no better position. Syria's completely engulfed in war, and there's a sense in the region, I would say, that the United States is no longer, you know, at the helm of things and kind of letting things slide, as it were. And yes, I mean, this is a president that that's talked a lot about supporting Israel, but hasn't gone there himself. And the Israelis are really trying to avoid taking military action against Iran. I mean, you know, I've explained that on this program many times, that they really don't have the capability of completing the job that needs to be done, which is, completely destroying Iran's nuclear program, because they are barreling ahead. We're now hearing that they are enriching the uranium at the Fordow plant up to 20%. And to get that to weapons-grade material is just a matter of 2 months. They could have that ready by October or so to make a nuclear weapon. And the Israelis are kind of at the end of the rope here. And if the Obama administration does not take any action here, then the Israelis probably will do it simply because they feel they have no other choice. But it isn't what they want to do. And so, again, it's not just Israel that's concerned about a nuclear-armed Iran. The Saudis are very concerned. The Kuwaitis are very concerned. Our other allies in the region are. And so there we have it. That's the situation. I think Mitt Romney said something pretty accurate on that one.
David, you've covered Benjamin Netanyahu for a number of years, both as the prime minister and in his lesser positions of responsibility in the Israeli government. This week, he had a conversation with the United States ambassador to Israel, and that became a shouting match. Netanyahu basically told the U.S. ambassador, listen, time has run out on Iranian diplomacy, and then he got very, very livid in the fact that the United States doesn't seem to be stepping up, which is what you just got finished saying. But the prime minister's at his wit's end, and that means that he is close to giving the order for that preemptive strike. Would you not think that the case?
Well, Jimmy, again, we had Ayatollah Khamenei, and then we had the military chief in Iran, both say in a space of 1 day, just 2 weeks ago, that Israel will soon be destroyed. They are, as the foreign ministry representative there in a statement in reaction to that said, he said, we are being told that we're about to be annihilated. So what, should we sit here and wait for that to happen? This is, with Bibi Netanyahu talking to the U.S. ambassador, the U.S. ambassador is Jewish, and he's the first American Jewish ambassador we've had in about 10 years. There was one before him. And so In other words, the ambassador is an American, but he understands Jewish history. These are the people of the Holocaust. These are the people that were, you know, a third of them were wiped out of this whole, you know, race, as you were. Religion were wiped out just within the lifespan of you and me. I'm a little bit younger than you, but within your lifespan, and my dad fought in that war. So, you know, Netanyahu hears these words and says, we can't just sit here forever when they are vowing to destroy us, completely wipe us out. That's what they're saying. So I understand his agitation, and I understand, and I'm sure he does too, that President Obama doesn't want a war or another action right before an election. But, you know, you don't choose your enemies, and you don't choose what they say about you. And in this case, you know, Israel's not encouraging Iran to destroy Israel. It's Iran doing this. And I understand his frustration. And, you know, the president of the United States, whether it's an election year or not, is going to have to deal with this, because they are moving their program underground rapidly. And within a couple months, there will be no military option left but to possibly drop a nuclear weapon on those facilities. And Israel doesn't want to reintroduce nuclear weapons, to be the first country to do that after Hiroshima, the end of World War II. So I can understand his frustration, and it's obviously real, or he wouldn't be talking so bluntly, talking about Netanyahu, to the U.S. ambassador.
David, there's a Israeli analyst who has put out a report making a statement that war in the Gulf, the Persian Gulf it's talking about, by late 2012. You think that's a reality? Is it a possibility?
Oh, it's a great possibility. And again, because we have these several things spinning at once, and we've got to keep very much in mind that Syria is falling apart, and Iran has sent to Syria thousands of Revolutionary Guards that are fighting with the Syrian forces. They are not going to let that regime fall, and Hezbollah is not going to let it fall without trying to use everything they can. So the Israelis are basically expecting an attack from Hezbollah if Israel doesn't take action first. They're expecting something imminently, and you know, they're doing a lot of war drills. We've had a huge uptick in people getting gas masks and getting ready, and government leaders, Ehud Barak, the defense minister, has been telling everyone. He gave 3 TV interviews a month ago, and he said, we are on the verge of war, folks. Get ready. I mean, he didn't say it that bluntly, but that was the message he was delivering. And now they've got this new service, Jimmy, just tested this week, to send everybody who's an Israeli citizen an SMS message, text, saying war is imminent. So now they can alert. I mean, that's, of course, if Israel takes the first strike. They can send the citizens 20 minutes before it happens a notice that this is coming without going to the media and alerting the Iranians that something is imminent. And this is a wonderful new service that they've got. And they have been on the media. The Israeli leaders have been on, you know, interviewed this week saying you need to take this very seriously, folks. We are on the verge of a very likely war, and that's just the reality of what's going on.
Yes, absolutely. Let's look at what's inside the country right now, and I've only got about 30 seconds, David, so be brief if you can. There are Islamists that are laying the groundwork for a West Bank coup. Hamas, the Islamic element of the body politic of what is the Palestinian people in Israel, trying to take over the West Bank. They're in the Gaza Strip. They would like to take over Fatah and the West Bank. Your thoughts?
Well, their parent, their dad, the Muslim Brothers, just took over the Arab world's largest country, mainly because of U.S. inaction and encouragement. And so now the Gaza Strip is contiguous to Egypt, so Hamas feels very emboldened, very powerful at the moment. They're getting weapons in. The borders are open. And so, yes, they will certainly try to oust the Palestinian Authority. And if they succeed in doing it, that will be just another chink in this this crumbling fence. It really is a very difficult time, and the Israeli people are being told, get ready. We're going to have some big trouble here. Get as prepared as you can.
David Dolan with our Middle East News Update. David, thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Jimmy.